Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR, Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Luke, you've been watching the, now it's not a recount, but it's a resurvey of 60 precincts, I think you said, from the recent primary vote. What's going on here? It's really not a very happy picture for the city, and definitely not for its election operation.
Right. So the state has summoned workers from six jurisdictions throughout Maryland to a warehouse in West Baltimore, where they are going through all the voter check-in information at precincts across the city. And they have identified 60 problematic precincts. That's almost a fourth of the precincts in Baltimore, where they say they have unusually high or significantly higher number of votes than check-ins at the polls.
But we do have something of a bottom line here, don't we? I mean, you've learned something more about what they say the outcome will be.
Yes, the Deputy State Elections Administrator told me and other reporters today that it is less than the number of votes between Catherine Pugh and Sheila Dixon in the Baltimore race for mayor in the Democratic primary.
Far less?
She did not give an exact number, but she said it was less. That, you know, that's about 2,400 votes. She said it could potentially affect the outcome of a council race, but that is yet to be determined.
So then they're just going to continue going through the 60 precincts. Do we know how far they are? Do they say when they might finish?
They said they were about a quarter of the way through as of Tuesday, and that they hope to finish by week's end. They will be briefing the State Board of Elections on Thursday about their progress, and we're hopeful to get some hard numbers at that time.
What do you think the significance of all this is for the future elections in the city? Of course, we have a general election in a few months. Maybe they can figure out how to get the judges there, et cetera, and do a little better job.
Well, clearly there were numerous problems. You had multiple polls that opened late. You had 8 data files from precincts that went missing for about 24 hours. You had ex-felons who were eligible to vote who received letters in the mail telling them they were potentially not eligible to vote. And now you have 80 provisional ballots that were never counted. And you have 60 precincts where potentially the number of votes is higher than the number of people who checked in to vote. So there's a lot of issues surrounding this election. And hopefully we can learn from this and have a better general election.
What do you think the status of the election chief is?
We know that the chair of the City Board of Elections stands behind Armstead Jones, and Armstead Jones himself, he is the director of the city election. He feels that he is being made a scapegoat in all of this and that the state is singling out the city for criticism when there are problems elsewhere that they could have focused on as well.
Well, we'll see when the whole thing is when all the votes are counted and recounted, and we'll just see where we are then. Luke, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.